Jefferson High School student Juliana Solis has her career planned out. When you ask her about it, she doesn't fall short on providing specifics.
I want to study criminal justice, and I want to become a federal agent to work in Chicago as a Homeland Security officer.
That was Juliana, who is now a sophomore on the last day of school this past spring. We spoke with her after she registered for the Career Academy that will complement her regular high school studies. After a student gets the lay of the land in the Freshman Academy, they get to choose from four sections of career classes that begin when they are sophomores. Each section offers pathways to various careers. For Juliana, she knew she wanted to pursue a career in law enforcement before she even heard of the academy.
Since I've had the example from my aunt that she's worked in that pathway and it's gone well with her, it kind of got me interested into it.
But that doesn't mean Juliana doesn't have second thoughts about the path she has chosen.
I think the thing I'm most worried about is that the academy that I do choose, that I might change my mind. Because I've always wanted to be a federal officer, but then I've always also loved the teaching process.
Still, Juliana says the program has done a good job in laying out the road ahead for her career path. She says that offers reassurance about her choice. She also acknowledges it wasn't as easy for some of her friends, who wondered why they had to make such an important decision this early in their high school tenure. Judy Gustafson is an academy coach at Jefferson. She says while these students are getting a head start in constructing their future goals, there is an opportunity to switch career paths along the way. Gustafson says a lot of research went into this effort. She says after realizing the traditional approach isn't getting the job done, they wanted to try something different to meet the needs of today's students. A key component, she says, will involve working with them in smaller groups.
Because they're in small learning communities, they have relationships with teachers, with a dedicated counselor, with a dedicated principal, even a dedicated clerical worker.
And the academy approach is an idea that has been pushed by the Obama administration as a way to increase student achievement and reduce high school dropout rates. Honors student Gerardo Castillo is an incoming senior at Jefferson. We also talked with him back in the spring after he signed up for the career academy that covers the medical field. He says he liked the classroom diversity under the old setup. At the same time, he does like the idea of learning with peers who are interested in the same vocation he is.
I just hope to get a better definition of what I'm going to get into as I go into medicine. Like, what is it going to take? How am I going to do in it? And I want to know a little bit more.
He also likes that it blends in with the traditional learning approach.
They still have the classes that they want. They still have English and all their core classes and all these AP classes, whatever they want. But then they'll have the academy centered towards their mind.
Gerardo jokes that while he likes a good challenge, he hopes his final months at Jefferson still include the so-called relaxed tone that comes with students entering their senior year of high school. Jefferson is the only Rockford Public High School offering the academy program to all grades this year. The district's other high schools are offering only the freshman academy as they prepare for the full launch. I'm Mike Moen, WNIJ News.